some blank papers. Please hold on to these with whatever life big lit have. And hopefully these are going to form the basis for future learning throughout this module. So pass those down.
Hand that one each.
Yes, please. And Anna's going to be giving you out a different sheet, which is going to be an overview of the modules and also an overview of this session that we're about to, well, that's about to commence. So what you should be having is handout note. Something looks a bit like this. Hopefully this isn't too much for your eyes. So handout 0 and handout 1 is what you should have. Can we confirm as well, did people get this email? I know your eyes aren't really going to see this. It was the afternoon chums email. Let's see your hands, who got that? Okay, who didn't get that one?
One, two,
okay. So should I hand out note and hand out one? So thank you everybody for hanging on as we've been sorting things out. The first thing I'm actually going to do, however, is ask you to do something. And I'm not sure if it's going to work, but when people come in from this point, I'm going to ask everyone to get up and bow for them. Okay? Can we try that?
Okay.
We'll give that a try.
Okay.
Okay? So someone walks in, you could just get up and look towards them. However, people just bow to them. This has a purpose, which hopefully, and this is how we draw you in. This should come to life in the third part, so we should learn to elaborate on that. But I'm going to try and encourage you to do that when anybody walks in, just to get up and bow for them. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to start with the boring part, or the lecture part, where I start rambling on for however long, and you pretend you're interested. But this is the, I guess, formalities that we have to go through. So again, this should actually say, to begin with, module 1. And secondly, I usually just have these projection images up. I don't use them that much. I'll probably use about 5 slides out of the 60 that I took time to compile. So that's another thing we should probably get used to. So, yeah, to begin with, evening all. You would have been exposed to me during the launch event and taste off. Who came? Hey. Thank you. And taste off, alongside. Thank you. Alongside Anna, I will be assisting you to facilitate this module. Hope you feel welcome now. For today, part 1 of 6 sessions, the aim is to get familiar with you and your positions. To get an idea of where you are and where you want to be. To encourage you to engage with this process. To petition in addition to indoctrinate you. To give you an overview of pedagogy and how it relates to your lives. And to attempt at activities promoting these skills and perspectives. Now, we've given you this blank paper because you can scribble, jot, draw however many notes you want. The chances are you will not be able to recall much of what is said today. An exchange, however, the object is for us to be engaged with the thoughts that are shared here and expressed.
Second,
The second thing is, you do not need to actually remember everything that gets said. That's the other thing.
Greetings.
Okay, the third thing is, there is no set plan to these sessions. Now, don't get up and leave. I need to qualify that. By that, I mean there's multiple options. Did anyone go through, I'm not sure you remember when you were younger, there was these books called Goosebumps? Anyone remember them? Okay, can anyone remember, there were some of these books where you could choose which path that you went through?
Yeah.
Okay, great, I thought I was the only one in the library going through those. So that's how this session's sort of going to work. There's different paths, so we have different avenues, there's different things we thought about along those different paths. And however this session goes, that's what we're sort of going to do. So it's about finding angles in these sessions and awakening everyone here to alternatives. And the emphasis here is on becoming, okay? So yeah, there is order, there is structure, and there is a method. And beyond that, there's also motive and intent. That's what we want everyone here to be involved with. Now on your sheets, the handout one, with the session overview, well, handout naught is actually a breakdown of all the three sessions, so you probably look at that when you get in. But for today, handout one, the module overview, it breaks down how we're going to be looking at the conception of the self, themes of identity, authenticity, authority, coloniality, blah, blah, blah. Exactly what you see on the sheet. And the session aims, literally, as we've just said, by the end of the session, the goals are that you might have reflected upon and integrated these ideas into your being, and also to recognize any alternative ways of being in the world. Now for the fun part. Assignment one. Who managed to do the assignment one, or who wanted to do that? The first assignment. The guy Guillard. Anyone? One? Oh, this is awesome. Okay. This was. No, actually, it's not. I'm making a mistake, isn't it? Wait, I need to check the sheet. No, you are going to get the gold stars for it. Close it. Can you remind me, is there a sheet? Do you have it on your sheet, the assignments? Did I get that out?
Not on the sheet,
okay, I'll get out this. Apologies. Yeah. Everyone, do we have new people? Okay, Anna's going to give out the sheets, actually. You will get your sheets in time. Welcome to the middle passage. No decks on this one. So yeah, the first one, actually, the first activity was to listen to the Guy Guillard Interaction Theories workshop and create a cognitive map of it. Did anyone manage to do that? No? Okay. One, two. Let's get there. Gold star for you. Who else? Two. Gold star for you.
Yes, the room.
Welcome. If you want, you can put these gold stars on your sheets and perhaps even hang them up on your walls. However you intend to use them. Yes, sure. Can I check? Do you have handout no, handout one, and the email? You should have three sheets, handout. Three sheets, okay. If you don't have the three sheets, could you put your hand up for Anna, please? Okay, great start. Somebody else getting there. Second thing, did anyone do the second A2, the assignment about looking at the specifics of your birth? Yes, okay, there's no gold stars for this one. We're just trying to see where everyone's at. Can you put your hands up? Very high, thank you. And this is just for your own being, as this stuff's going to come into use later. The other assignment, this one's a bit tricky. Who went through the prank, the Bugatti one? And, oh, I think that's the most. Now we're going to decide what to do with those who haven't done it. Okay. The other task, as it says on the sheet, was the scoring of a boxing match. These were the ones that were locked down, the pecking order. They're looking at the pedagogy link and looking at the forgiving. So those were other things that I wanted you to do. Okay, give me a sec. Yeah, the first thing actually we're going to start with is feeding off the activity where I asked you to look at the specifics of your birth. You've got that blank sheet of paper. I'm wishing you all have pens. I'm going to ask you to do a task which is incorporating that activity. Okay, so with those blank sheets, hopefully you can lean on something. I want you to take exactly where you are in your life right now, so as in this specific day, where you are in this space, and I want you to work back over the past 10 years of your life. What I mean is, on one side of the paper, I just want you to put a year, and on the other side, I want you to put a sentence that summarizes what you were doing, or what was going on, or what captures the essence of that year for you. Is everyone following that? On a blank sheet of paper. Okay, everyone follow that. So, just where you are today, we're not going to ask you to expose your ages, and I'll be insecure. So just going back to the past 10 years. Who's got that? Anyone need to go over that again? Yeah, just for the past 10 years, starting now and going back 10 years. So it will be 2015, May. And what has summarized or epitomized this year so far? And I'm working back 10 years. Okay? So that's going to be the first activity. And yes, do hang in there. This is very slow, incremental, but this goes places. Greetings. This is going well. Like this. Midpoint, the people who came in after 7:15, have you sort of figured out what we're doing when people walk in? We're bowing for whoever walks in and making a bit more welcome. Making them feel exceptionalized as well, but welcome is the essence of it. Again, just reflecting on what was going on. I'm going to give you a suggestion as well for how to do this activity. You could think about what was going on in the popular culture. You could think about any big stories that was in the news. You could think about a major event. You could even think about music. What was the number one? What was going on in that year? Something that does epitomize or summarizes that year. It could even be more than a few words, but it's just to capture what was going on. Big things.